days of my life.
To find out how your school can help raise awareness, visit our website or call Together for Autism.
Everyone wants to be included.
If you drive when you drink, your life isn't the only life you threaten.
Hi, I'm Betty, and I'm Ojibwe. Last year, I lost my mom. Her car was hit by a drunk driver. Mom was a traditional dancer, and she could sew, and she made all of the children's regalia. Who will pass on the culture and traditions now?
Think if this was your family. Think of how a senseless act can take away a life. A message from Mad Canada and your Indian Métis Friendship Center.
Please, don't drink and drive.
Ignite Radio News.
Good afternoon, it's 1 p.m. You're here with Logan, and let's take a look at what's going on inside the Ignite Newsroom. Looking at
the hottest station on the internet.
Ignite Radio, a Mohawk College radio production.
Looking at international news, Joy the Duck has made a floating return to the Belfast Harbor. Last year's message of joy has changed into greater joy. People are still wondering who the duck belongs to and where it came from. It does seem to be spreading its message, as visitors are saying the duck is sparking up positive conversations and spreading smiles all around. In Canadian news, the Bank of Canada's changing the interest rates, made the decision to raise benchmark interest rate by 0.5 percentage points, which increases the Canadian borrowing costs for the sixth time in a row this year. They are moving the policy rate to 3.75%, which is the first time since early 2008. The central bank said interest rates will likely need to go up more before prices get under control. They are expecting a 0.9% annual GDP growth next year, which is down from 1.8% for younger Canadians. This downturn is a first, which is adding to an already challenging situation when it comes to money. Taking a look at Hamilton news, Hamilton City Council is going to be completely different than 2018. Along with a new mayor, there are 9 new councillors. Out of 16 people, 10 of those are new, including the first women to be mayor. They are going to be sworn in on November 15th. I'll be back with sports and weather after these messages.
Ignite Radio Sports.
Taking a look at sports, 6 teams hit the ice tonight in the NHL. The New York Islanders are hosting the Rangers. The LA Lightning are taking on the Anaheim Ducks, and the Edmonton Oilers are traveling to St. Louis to battle the Blues. In the NBA, the Raptors will be hosting the Philadelphia 76ers as they look to improve their record to 3-2 on the season. This week is also huge if you're a baseball fan, as the World Series is beginning. Game 1 will be this Friday, starting at 8 p.m. Looking at your Hamilton weather, today is looking like showers with a high of 16, which is a little bit confusing. But tonight, it's going to drop to 5 with a 60% chance of rain. Tomorrow's a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 11. And currently, outside the Ignite newsroom, it is 13 degrees.
Woo! Here we go!
You're listening to Ignite Radio,
a Mohawk College radio production.
Imagine trying to do the simplest things. Ride a bike. Or sing a song, or read a bedtime story to a child, and feeling your body break down into fits of coughing and terrifying shortness of breath. Imagine living that way and dying that way. Cystic fibrosis causes severe breathing problems that make everyday things almost impossible. Eventually, CF becomes fatal. Please visit cysticfibrosis.ca and breathe life into the future.
It multiplies.
It grows.
It is relentless.
It has become more powerful. It is in every community across this land.
Behind every person who is touched by cancer, there's a growing force fighting all types of cancer in communities across the country. The Canadian Cancer Society. Let's make cancer history. Call 1-888-939-3333 or visit cancer.ca.
You said you hated the ocean, but you're surfing now. I said I love you for life, but I just sold our house. We were kids at the start, I guess we're grown-ups now. Couldn't ever imagine even having doubts. But not everything works out, no. Now I'm out dancing with strangers. You could be casually dating. Damn, it's all changing.
On a late night, freak to put your fast, cause you got the green light. you deserve it. Baby, you're worth it. Baby, you're worth it. 'Cause I know you deserve it. Baby, you're worth it. And you can have it all. You want the good life, you can have it all. House on the hill, baby, you can have it all. Do you want a late night break to put your fast asleep? You got the green light, you can have it all. You want the fast car, you can have it all. I'll book the five star, you can have it all.
And that was You Can Have It All by Jordan. I'm Rhea Sunshine, and I'm here with The Real Ones. And I'm also here with my co-host, Keyshawn. I'm going to jump right into it, and I'm going to talk about the first experience at a concert. So my first experience was at One Direction, and honestly, back in 2015, I was obsessed. I could tell you every single song they sang and every single lyric. It was crazy.
Actually, Rhea, I have a question for you. How did you feel when you went to that concert?
You know what? If I'm being honest, I felt very anxious. I was overwhelmed because I had in my head that I was going to meet the love of my life, you know, being 14 years old. That's what I was thinking. And I was a bit disappointed. I didn't have great seats, but I was there, you know, to show support. But I just stood there. I didn't really sing to the songs. I was just kind of there, you know?
Yeah. Any unexpected, like, events? Anything like that?
Let me tell you about what happened after the concert. So after the concert, you know, we're heading back home, and my aunt's tire went out on the highway. Broke down in the middle of the highway, and we stood at the side of the highway waiting for my aunt's husband for a good 3 hours. It was crazy. We didn't get picked up until 3 a.m.
For real?
Yeah, it was wild.
Wow.
So after the concert, we got home and everything ended up being good. But let me tell you about the concerts that's happening here in Hamilton. Me being a huge Rod Wave fan, he actually has a concert here in the First Ontario Center November 27th. Are you a Rod Wave fan?
Oh, big Rod Wave fan. He's got an amazing voice.
100%. It would be really cool to go see him. So if anybody that's out there listening, you are a fan of Rod Wave, go get your tickets because he'll be here First Ontario Place November 26th. Stick around, though, after we will have Ashton with the entertainment here on Ignite Radio.
At Big Brothers Big Sisters, we know that helping even one child stay in school can be the start of something big. Okay. Like a high school diploma that leads to college or university and a good job and raising a good family and encouraging their own kids to stay.
Yeah, because I was, like, looking for the time, like,
That's what the programs of Big Brothers Big Sisters can do. And every donation of time or money helps us do more. Support mentoring. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.ca.
I'm Dan Forrest, program coordinator for your Hamilton Crime Stoppers, an international program providing citizens a way to report crimes anonymously. Crime Stoppers partners with the community, media, and police to spread the message to help fight crime. Crimes can be reported anonymously by calling 1-800-222-TIPS or visiting our website at crimestoppershamilton.com. Follow us on Twitter at Stopping Crime to listen to recent crimes of the week and links to our reenactments on YouTube. Your tip is important and might be the key to solving a crime and could be eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,000.
One hit music?
We've got you're listening to Ignite Radio.
Ignite Radio.
I'm going under in this time. I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under in this time. I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing. nothing we have love and go be sleeping without you. No, I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. And I tend to close my eyes when it hurts. Sometimes I fall into your arms. I'll be safe in your soul till I come back around. For now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love.
Black Adam is a different kind of superhero. Black Adam is a different kind of superhero, one who doesn't have much of a heroic moral code. Dwayne Johnson is said to have been the perfect role for Black Adam, being Hollywood's biggest actor for anything action. Black Adam is compared to Arnold's Terminator with his signature one-liners and brutal strength. Halloween is scary, but so is the amount of garbage in the ocean. Every year in October, Scotian Shores collects garbage from beaches and uses the recycled material to create all kinds of terrifying Halloween decorations. This year, there are more decorations than ever before. This environmentally friendly Halloween endeavor was started by Angela Riley, founder of Scotian Shores. A study was conducted on around 2,000 children, and although it is said that there must be more research done to draw any conclusions, children who play video games for 3 hours daily tended to score higher on tests of impulse control and working memory. The children in the study were either 9 or 10 years old and completed surveys and did cognitive tests. I'm Ashton Hardware, and that's your Entertainment Minute.
Online. Online. 24/7, 365. Playing hit music now. Only on Ignite Radio.
made me forget that we were bad news.
That was Just As Much by Delaney Jane. It's Rhea Sunshine, and I'm back with Keyshawn. Keyshawn, do you ever feel burnt out or overwhelmed?
All the time. Like, to be honest with you, we just had a midterm, and it was actually kind of hard, so I'm still burnt out from that.
I completely feel you. Honestly, balancing school, work, and social life can leave you completely drained, stressed, anxious, and a little bit, you know, under the weather. I was looking online, and I came across an article in Forbes, and it was talking about a quarter-life crisis. This quarter-life crisis, I guess, is the new midlife crisis, but for people in their 20s. It means to have anxiety or negative thoughts over the direction and quality of one's life. Do you feel that a lot of 20-year-olds or people in their 20s get this midlife crisis?
To be honest with you, I might actually have one, so.
I get it. It feels like a midlife crisis when everything is just overwhelmed and you can't balance anything. Life can just get completely stressful. What's one way that you can de-stress and get grounded again?
To de-stress, usually I just, you know, watch a couple of videos, movies, anything that will actually just take my mind off of it. So what do you do?
Honestly, I'm a little bit of a spoiler to myself. So I'll take myself out shopping. I'll take myself out to get some food. But I also love to just stay home and do absolutely nothing. Chill in the bed, watch some movies, stuff my face with food, do absolutely nothing. Because it's hard when you are stressed out and everything's just coming down. It's rough. So one thing I wanted to ask you guys is, how do you relax? How do you reset after being burnt out or stressed out? Even if you have experienced a quarter-life crisis, do you take yourself out for a night out with friends, or do you stay at home and relax by yourself? Let us know down at Radio at Mohawk on our Twitter account, and stick around because we'll have What's Up Mohawk coming your way.
Hey, it's your sore back and neck. You're stressed. You can't focus or study. Where do you find relief?
Mohawk College's Massage Therapy Student Clinic can help. Feel your stress melt away as skilled massage therapy students knead away those knots. Book your one-hour session online at mohawkcollege.ca. Type in Massage Therapy Student Clinic for booking times and prices. Mohawk College students pay $10.
Do you get frustrated with writing essays? How about with reading? Do you frequently lose focus on all the aspects that come with reading and writing? Well, do not fret, Mohawk College students, because help is here. The Mohawk College Writing Center is here to assist you with all your reading and writing difficulties. With their three locations, the Writing Center is dedicated to help improve your employability and success. Develop your written and verbal communication skills now. Visit the Learning Center at your Mohawk College campus today or online at mohawkcollege.ca.
Ignite Radio Entertainment.
Hi, I'm here with What's Up Mohawk, and today the Language and Culture Center invites the whole Mohawk College community to celebrate the Festival of Lights. This is a Diwali celebration and talent show, and it's being hosted today in the McIntyre Performing Arts Center from 11:30 to 1:30, so there's only a little bit amount of time left. If you're into a barbecue, there's a Freeze Your Buns Off barbecue today at the Fennel campus in the MSA Plaza outdoor courtyard. This is being held from 11:30 until supplies last. You can join student life staff and student leaders in the MSA Plaza for free barbecue, fun activities, and prizes. There's also the ESL Conversation Club being held today. Join the club every Wednesday for casual conversations to improve your speaking skills. You get to meet new people, practice your English, and this will be held in Fennel Campus in room C122. I'm Rhea, and that's What's Up Mohawk.
This is Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
You might think I'm crazy, the way I've been craving. If I put it quite plainly, just give me them babies. So what you doing tonight? Better stay doing you right. Yeah. Watching movies, but we ain't seen a thing tonight. Yeah. I don't wanna keep you up, but show me can you keep it up? Yeah. Cause then I like to keep you up. So maybe I'ma keep you up. Bye. I've been drinking coffee.
Forget where I'm from, cause looking in your eyes, like looking at the sun. I feel like you're the moon, I feel like I'm the one. I wanna get numb. Hotel lobby and I'm wasted. Just reached into my savings. I'll do it too if you take it. Yeah, life's only what you make it. I wanna get numb and forget where I'm from. Cause looking in your eyes, like looking at the sun. I feel like you're the moon, I feel like I'm the one. I wanna get numb. I just wanna get way too high, let's set the mood. You're my fantasy, yeah. I don't wanna fall asleep, yeah. There's nothing in this world I'd rather do. I wanna get numb and forget where I'm from. Cause looking at your eyes, like looking at the sun. I feel like you're the moon, I feel like I'm the one. I wanna get numb and forget where I'm from. Cause looking at your
seconds.
That was Numb by Marshmello.
You've just left from your home country to better pursue your education and create a better life for yourself. You attend your first few classes and still have not made any friends. You feel alone, confused, and slightly depressed. That's what Social Inc. is for. We accept everyone for who they are, no matter your race, religion, or sexual orientation. We provide all staff and students with a personal positive space for respect and support. When you have nobody to count on, you can depend on Social Inc. For more details, please visit mohawkcollege.ca/social-inc.
And it is Raya Sunshine, and I'm back with Keyshawn. Since Halloween is approaching, what are some things that you look forward to participating in, Keyshawn?
Actually, trick-or-treating, getting some candy, you know, might have to steal some for my niece.
Oh, 100%. My niece and me are going to go trick-or-treating together, and she's only two, so I might have to steal some candy from her.
Gotta. It's the tax.
It definitely is. Let's talk about some events. One event that I went to was actually Screamers. They're now in Mississauga, but once upon a time, they were in Hamilton in the old warehouse. Don't know why, but my cousins thought it was a great idea to take me when I was only 7 years old, and now they have, like, the age rate for 18 plus. Wild night.
It's got to be a crazy night.
It was a crazy night. Let me tell you about it. We go in there, and me being seven, you know, I'm trying to be a tough girl. I'm trying to hang out with my cousins because they're all older than me. They're 21, 18, so I'm trying to get down with the cool girls. And honestly, I've never been so scared in my life. They had the clown chasing you with the chainsaw. They had the blackout maze. It was insane. And they had the nerve to leave me as a solo runner.
Wow. No. They left you.
They left me. They completely left me. I was like, are you kidding me? But another one that I've been to as well is Canada's Wonderland. Have you ever been to the Canada's Wonderland Halloween Haunt?
I actually haven't been to the Halloween Haunt, but I've been to Canada's Wonderland, and I heard the Halloween Haunt is immaculate.
Is it? See, I've been when I was younger, but I haven't been in a few years, so I wonder how it is. If any of you guys have been, let us know it at our Twitter, which is radio@mohawk. Now, like I said earlier, Halloween is approaching. Let us also know what festivities are you going to partake in. Are you going to go to the Halloween Haunt? Or are you just going to kick it at home and watch some scary movies?
Also, tell us what costume you're going to wear.
Ooh, that's a good one as well. Let us know down at Radio at Mohawk on Twitter.
The MSA is not just Mohawk Student Association. It has the student's best interest in mind. With HSR bus passes, food vendors like the Sour and Pizza Pizza, special student events happening in the Arnie, and health and dental plans, the MSA is here for you to make your college experience as easy and as fun as possible. To learn more about Mohawk Student Association, check out mohawkstudents.ca.
This is the artist's debut album, was released in 2001, sold over 143 million records worldwide, having features like Snoop Dogg, Migos, and Juicy J, winning 13 Grammy Awards, 5 Teen Choice Awards, appearing in The Sims 3, voice acting in The Smurfs, being discovered at 15 years old, serving as a judge on American Idol, the third most followed person on Twitter, performed at the Super Bowl in 2015. One of the best-selling female artists. I'm Keyshawn, and here's Roar by Katy Perry on Ignite Radio.
I've had enough.
Raya Sunshine, and I'm back with the Real Ones, and we're here today to just talk about the gym. And honestly, I'm one of those people that just have the lack of motivation for the gym. What about you guys?
Man, you got to go with somebody. You got to go with a partner. Like, that's I have my boy over here.
Me and Keyshawn, we hit the gym 3 days a week. Before that, I rarely would go because I don't like doing things by myself, especially something like that. You need the motivation, right? You need that person behind you to tell you keep going or stuff like that. When you don't have that person, you don't want
to
do it.
100%. I feel like when I go to the gym, I'll run on the treadmill for 2 seconds and then I'm out because I'm by myself. And then I just feel like I have no motivation. Go ahead.
I always feel like people are staring at me. 100%. That's my thing. I always feel like those eyes watching you in the back of your head. I don't like that.
You walk in and everybody's just looking at you.
Yeah, but you also need that partner just in case because, you know, if you're doing something and you're lifting a heavy weight and your arms are giving out, you're going to need that somebody to come
that
save
spotter.
You.
100%. Did you know that only 19.3% of people in North America work out?
That's about like 2% of the human population.
Yeah, 2%. Only I thought it would be a little bit more. So to find that, it was kind of shocking. But it is hard to fit into your schedule. I feel like I have such a busy life. And to put in working out into my schedule, I feel like I have no time. And once again, no motivation. So you guys said that partners, that's your motivation, 100%.
100%, hands down. There was actually one time where I was struggling a little bit to lift the weights. That's why Keyshawn mentioned the thing about having that partner, because there was one day he had to help me out, so I appreciate that.
He was your backbone. That's awesome.
He was
awesome.
My backbone.
It's hard, though, for me being consistent, hard finding motivation, but maybe if I had a gym partner, it would be different.
For everybody out there trying to make it work, keep on going.
Yeah, just keep on going. Strive for the greatest.
Exactly. Let us know, though. Do you guys have motivation to go to the gym? Do you guys have a partner? Let us know at radio@mohawk on our Twitter account.
You're listening to Ignite Radio. Bring the world hit music now.
Usually never cry at all. I would say I'm pretty tough. But it's been a couple weeks now, and I still feel stuck in my lungs. And usually I go out on nights, and I think of you once. But if they start playing that song, I can't help but to think about us. Really thought I'd be done with the hardest part. When I pulled myself out of your arms, wish I knew that was only the start. And I'm falling apart, cause last night for the very first time, you didn't even try to call. Why? Won't lie, I thought I might die. I couldn't even sleep at all. And maybe I'll get used to it. But right now I just feel like this. So I kissed somebody else just to see how it felt. But all that was going through my brain was your hands around my waist. You know how to do so well. Really thought I was done with the hardest part. When I pulled myself out of your arms, wish I knew that was only the start.
And that was Tate McRae, Feel Like This. Back on the topic of Halloween, since it was only 5 days away, what is your guys' favorite Halloween movie? By the way, I'm here with the TRO. They're going to tell us how they what Halloween movies they enjoy.
Well, Halloween and the movies associated with it are just scary. They're horror movies. So, I mean, if I was probably picking one of the scary movies, maybe, you know, Chucky, you know.
Chucky. That's a good, honestly, I like Chucky. I've watched all the Chuckies, and I find it a little bit more comical, though, now than horror.
Still some about a little plastic doll coming to life that just kind of scares you.
Yeah, it's very scary.
I'm now terrified of every single big doll figure that is the same size as Chucky. It doesn't matter if they look pretty or if they look sweet. You're in a box and you're in the same type of box as Chucky. I don't trust you.
Yeah, no way. No way. I'm not taking that home.
You. What about wooden dolls like Annabelle type?
Ooh, no.
Type that turn your head around or move around the house.
Bro, I'm not even cool with Pinocchio.
No. No Pinocchio. Annabelle and Pinocchio can go somewhere because absolutely not. What about the Halloween movie?
Oh, Halloween movies? Great. They're great. And the new one that's just coming out right now, Halloween Ends? Yes. Oh, my. I can't wait to see it. I'm pretty sure it's already out. Yes. Can't wait to see it. Michael Myers? Oh, my gosh.
Can't go wrong with Michael Myers
absolutely.
At all.
It came out October 14th. I still haven't seen it either. But Michael Myers, his character, I absolutely love. I was a little disappointed about the last Halloween because I felt like they kind of rushed it and they didn't put their all into it. But seeing the trailer of this new Halloween, like you said, Halloween Ends, Michael Myers, he looks like he didn't come to play, but also the main characters look like they didn't come to play either.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great movie.
It's going to be a great movie. Can't wait to see it.
Right? Well, let us know at our Twitter, Radio at Mohawk. Have you guys seen any Halloween movies? What's your favorite Halloween movie? Stick around. We have Maroon 5. Wait is up next.
It's hard to balance school and finding time for healthy living. At the David Brailey Athletic and Recreation Center, you can pick a routine and stick to it. I'm Jonathan Howe, and I'm a student just like you. I use the center's free exercise classes to power through my school day. With their staff leading you, these are the kind of classes you won't want to skip after week one. For a full list of classes offered and schedules, visit mohawkcollege.ca or drop by the David Brailey Athletic and Recreation Center today.
Do you hear that sound? It's the sound of loneliness. You won't have to feel excluded again. Social Inc., working to respect the human rights of everyone, we're spreading a message of unity. Social Inc. offers a place for a student to relax and be their self without the fear of persecution. We support community and celebrate the diverse culture of Mohawk College. Reach out today and be a part of a unified community. Social Inc. is staffed with peer wellness workers that are there to help you. Open from Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., located G112.
Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live at igniteradio.ca.
Dirty looks from your mother. Never seen you in a dress that color, no. It's a special occasion. Not invited, but I'm glad I made it all. Let me apologize. I'll make up for all those times. Your love, I don't wanna lose. I'm begging you. Wait, can you turn around? Can we turn around? Just wait. Can we work this out? Can we work this out? Just wait. Can you come here, please? 'Cause I wanna be with you. Can we talk for a moment? Got these feelings that I'm tired of holding on. Wasn't trying to get wasted. I needed more than three or four to say this. So let me apologize. Yeah. I'll make up for all those times. All those times. Your love, I don't wanna lose. I'm begging you. Wait, can you turn around, just wait, can we work this out, just wait, can you come here, please?
Wait by Maroon.
To replies, learned a lesson from the wise. You should never take advice from somebody that ain't tried. They said I wouldn't make it out alive. They told me I would never see the rise. That's why I gotta get them every time. Gotta watch them bleed too. Don't ever say it's over if I'm breathing. Race it to the moonlight and I'm speeding. I'm headed to the stars. Ready to go far. I'm Star Wars. Since I came out my mama, thinking God daddy never would. Prove him wrong every time till it's normal. Why worship legends when you know that you can join? These demons don't like me, they don't like me. Likely they wanna fight me. Come on, try it out, try me. They put me down, but I never cried out. Why me? We're from the wise. Don't put worth inside somebody that ain't tried. They said I wouldn't make it out alive. Racing to the moonlight and I'm speeding. I'm headed to the stars, ready to go far. I'm start walking.
Get enough hit music now? IgniteRadio.ca.
Yeah, bunks on rungs.
Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones.
Woke up this morning. I think I'm on something. Send out that warning. Cause I'm feeling like, don't need no coffee. I'm feeling cocky. Beat the energy. Cause I'm feeling like, hoodie, sneakers, keys and phone. Music,
so far. Move on, no. Can't talk, gotta beat in my headphones. Can't talk, gotta beat in my headphones. Can't talk, gotta beat in my headphones.
Sorry, not sorry. Can't hear you calling. One woman party. And I'm feeling like you know how it be. Tempo like heartbeat. Running in these damn streets.
Hoodie, sneakers, kissing from music. Shuffle, move along. Can't talk, gotta beat in my headphones. Can't talk, gotta beat in my headphones. Can't talk, gotta beat in my headphones. Hoodie, sneakers, keys and phone. Music, shuffle, move along. Can't talk, gotta beat in my headphones. Can't talk, gotta beat in my headphones. Can't talk, gotta beat in my headphones. Can't talk, gotta beat in my headphones.
Bringing you hit music now, wherever you are. This is Ignite Radio.
Some things don't sit right. This close to midnight. You're someone else in this light. Ooh, 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 ooh. Stand in the kitchen, attempting to fix this. So I try to listen to you, you, you.
What?
You're gonna say something you told me. So just before you take it too far.
Live from Mohawk College, this